You're listening to Unpacked with PMMI, where we share the latest packaging and processing industry insights, research, and innovations to help you advance your business. Hi, I'm Sean Riley. Welcome to another edition of Unpacked with the CPC. Today we sit down with Joe Swanson, Vice President of Operations Quality for West Liberty Foods, and we cover the many benefits of high-pressure processing for delicious deli meats. Here, Joe, walk us through how the use of HPP is a value add to West Liberty Foods and all consumers of delicious deli meats devoid of dastardly preservatives. So with that out of the way, welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate having the opportunity to be here.
So West Liberty Foods is a company that, at least from my knowledge of high-pressure processing, kind of got involved in it relatively early. At least, I want to say, I guess 2013, you guys got into it. I hadn't even heard of it until PMMI kind of got involved with the Cold Pressure Council. I mean, I knew a little bit about the technology, but that's, you know, it seems like you guys have been doing it for a while. So what drew you in to consider it and to start using the technology to begin with? Could you kind of take us back there?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a little bit of a kind of a back history on what led us to HPP. Again, you were right. We got our first units in 2013, but we kind of started with the philosophy of a commitment to food safety as a core tenet of West Liberty Foods. So we've been around since 1996, and around 2003, we initiated a development of a clean room food processing system for our slicing operations. And we did this as a way to kind of differentiate ourselves from our peers in the industry. And in this technology, we put a slice line in an individual cell to isolate it from all the other cells that would happen to be in our processing facility. Prior to that, most meat processors were slicing meat in large open rooms. So this was kind of a different way of producing meat products. Over the years, 2003 to 2013, this philosophy of site design with clean room technology kind of became more prevalent in the industry. So we chose to want to differentiate ourselves again, and we chose HPP technology to do that. At the same time, some of our customer partners had a desire for cleaner label products without losing any of the shelf life that they were accustomed to, and HPP provided the answer to that problem as well.
Oh, super. So it was a case where it gave you more benefits than just what you initially jumped in for, I guess, for lack of a better word.
You know, absolutely. Again, we wanted to differentiate ourselves. We were not scared of the entry level. It's a fairly expensive process to get into, but we needed to set ourselves apart because there's a fair number of meat processors and that we're competing against. So how do we provide a benefit to our customers that others weren't willing to do at the time?
That's what I was thinking when you guys were talking about differentiating yourselves, excuse me. That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, this is it's a great way and a healthy way and a way not to have to add preservatives and things like that. It's also, you know, to be fair, and like you said, an expensive way. So how do you guys at West Liberty Foods utilize HPP, and how does it benefit your business where you were kind of able to overcome that initial cost up front?
We're meat processing, meat slicing, and a large portion of our products we are pushing through the HPP process. Our philosophy is to be partners with our customers. So we are fortunate that a lot of our customers have the same philosophy, having product that is safe for their customers, that is low in ingredients, and just a focus on reducing and lowering food safety risk. So we want to do what it takes to help protect our customer brand. So in that kind of manner, we're not necessarily completely price sensitive. We're willing to spend a little bit more than maybe somebody else is to help protect our customer brand, because we consider our customers' brands to be our brands. At the same time, HPP also helps us to maintain and extend product shelf life. So this helps keep the supply chain at a length that meets our customers' expectations while giving us some flexibility to produce in a cost-effective manner. When the supply chain gets really short, you have to produce really close to when the consumer is going to intake that product. With HPP, as we extend out that supply chain a little bit, it gives us some flexibility to build up some inventory without having to risk the safety of the product. And another benefit that we found is we also sell a lot of products individually, quick frozen or IQF. So we've begun to take some of that product and HPP it, and then we're able to sell that in a fresh state. So this helps provide our sales team with some additional avenues in which to slot products to the consumer.
Now, when you guys jumped into this, was the confidence that you knew your customer base enough to know that they would be willing to incur any increases this might cause in price? I don't know if I worded that correctly, but you know what I'm trying to say there?
Yep, absolutely. We had a decent idea that our customers were going to be partnered with us and share some of that expense. But we felt strongly enough about the technology that we were going to move in that direction, whether they came fully with us at the beginning or not. And at the beginning, they weren't fully with us at the beginning. So, you know, some of this is, it's just our philosophy as, you know, a company that's going to do what it takes to produce food-safe products, that we're willing to take on that extra cost. And once we started providing that product, our customers became comfortable with it. They understood the benefits they were getting, and they were willing to share that same philosophy with us and share some of that cost.
Very good. So you somehow read my mind and answered the question I had in my head a lot better than I put it out there. So I appreciate that. That's what I was trying to get across, and you answered perfectly what I was thinking. So I guess with HPP, where do you guys have been involved in it, you know, 7-8 years now? You've seen it come into the market and kind of expand. Where do you see it going? You know, do you see it going into different market segments? Is there ways that we can, you know, you guys had to make your consumers aware of it. Is there ways that, you know, the industry can make them aware? Like, what's just some thoughts that you have about the future of it?
Well, I think one of the things with HPP is it's really not as widely known to consumers as, you know, as we as producers would like. I think customers don't fully understand what the process is and how minimally impactful it is to the products that are passing through there. You know, we're having a process that doesn't affect the flavor or the chemical makeup of the products versus other technology that extends product shelf life, thermal processing or chemical additives. It's doing something to the product where HPP gets us our shelf life, reduces our food safety risk without really impacting the product at all. And so I sit on the board for the Cold Pressure Council, and part of our mission is to facilitate, promote industry standardization, user education, and consumer awareness for HPP. So I think the board, along with the companies that are vested in HPP and want it to be successful, we have to do a really good job of getting that awareness out to consumers. And once that occurs and becomes more prevalent, I'm certain that people will become very comfortable consuming products that have been HPP'd, and they'll start to seek those products out. As far as on the industry side, I think as food producers become more aware of the technology, they're going to take this and apply it to foods that, you know, we're not even aware of that could be HPP'd at this time. When I started on the Cold Pressure Council and with West Liberty Foods, you know, we were passing cooked proteins through HPP. Others on the Cold Pressure Council were doing lots of juices and some sauces and stuff. That was kind of the starting point. But recently we've had inquiries into using the technology for shellfish and baby food and pet food. So there's other areas where this technology is being used. And I think over time and just the awareness and understanding of how beneficial this technology is, other areas will open up, which, you know, I'm don't even know about yet. So kind of excited to see where this technology is going to take us.
And one area that we've kind of touched on before with this podcast, and I think you might be able to touch on as well, is I know West Liberty Foods is big on sustainability. Not one of the companies that just kind of says they're sustainable, but, you know, really puts your money where your mouth is. Could you kind of explain to the listeners, you know, talk to us about how HPP is, you know, that's another thing it's good with. It's resource efficient.
Yeah, that's another one of our core tenets is our commitment to sustainability. Several years ago, the company undertook the initiative to become a landfill-free company. So we are looking for all the time ways that we can reduce waste out of our processing stream. So HPP extends shelf life without the need for chemical additives. So we can have products that don't have ingredients in them. So that helps reduce the processing stream. And it's a really, really simple process with inputs of water and electricity. So we don't have any of the waste coming out of this process. We're able to recycle a lot of our water, reuse it throughout the day, and the electricity input is minimal. So again, that helps us to be able to kind of keep us on that path of landfill free.
That's fantastic. So we've hit so many things along, you know, this discussion from the beginning of you guys getting it till now. And it just seems like the many ways that this high pressure processing can help a company and eventually the consumer, which is what you're all trying to do at the end of the day, is growing in leaps and bounds. So we just want to thank you again for taking time, Joe, to come on here with us and talk about how West Liberty Foods is using HPP and the many ways that it has benefited you.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about the journey West Liberty has been on with HPP and hopefully be able to provide a resource for consumers and industry that this is technology that's really good and can provide a lot of benefits for both consumers and the industries that choose to use it.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. To do that, go to the iTunes podcast or Spotify app on your phone and search for Unpacked with PMMI.